It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this edition of OM? Well, as you know, there have been a lot of stories in the news over recent years about joyriding. Last year, there was a spate of joyriding incidents in places like Ballyfermot. Over the weekend, a fatal crash happened down in Cork involving what is believed to have been a stolen car driving the wrong way up a motorway. It's been claimed that one of the reasons that joyriders are now deliberately driving up motorways the wrong way is in the hope that Gardaí won't chase them. However, one listener who was a joyrider himself in his teenage years believes that the Gardaí should stop chasing them at all, because that's what they want, the thrill of the chase. He says that Gardaí are partly to blame for this rise in joyriding incidents because they chase them. His name is Joey. I want you to have a listen to what Joey has to say. Lads, I'm sure you'll be talking about this with all the joyriding going on. Take this from someone who knows. The guards are egging them on by chasing them. Stop chasing them and they will no longer do it because the thrill will be gone. I drove around in stolen cars when I was a stupid 17-year-old in Crumlin back in the 90s. I used to ring your radio show bragging about it. Oh, dear. Oh, right. Okay. So back in the phone show days. And the reason we all did it was to get chased by the guards who could never catch us. If the guards leave them be, they'll stop robbing cars. They're only doing it to get a chase. Read this out, says Joey. No problem, Joey. We just did. Stop chasing them and they'll stop robbing cars and joyriding.
It's absolutely ridiculous. First of all, I just want to say, I have very little sympathy. When I hear stories of people being involved in fatal incidents because they were out riding cards, I'm sure you do as well. I find it hard to have any sympathy. Do you?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, what do you mean, a little bit?
A little bit. I do understand, though, that the guards chasing them, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for the chase.
So the first thing is, I believe, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Okay, that's the way that operates. That incident at the weekend in Cork, the only person I feel sorry for is that innocent woman driving along the road, because I can only imagine, for someone who myself drives at night a lot of the time back from work and stuff like that, I can't imagine the fear of driving down a motorway and seeing a car coming towards you head on at high speed. It's horrific to think that would happen. And you should be allowed to drive on Irish roads, yeah?
Yeah, of course you should. Yeah.
Listen to me. You should be able to drive on Irish roads without tossers coming at you in stolen cars, okay? Now, Joey believes that the Gardaí, in fairness, the Gardaí chasing them is probably making them go faster because they want to outrun the Gardaí. But what is the alternative? The Gardaí just sit there with their arms folded. It's the Gardaí's job to make the road safe for us. And
how is chasing at high speed making the road safer?
To catch the little bollockses.
When the Gardaí car is driving behind them, how are they going to catch them? Do you know what I mean? They, it's not like they're driving, obeying the rules of the road and stopping at traffic lights and, waiting their turn to turn right and all of that. They are driving like absolute lunatics. The guards chasing them makes them drive even more like lunatics.
You're blaming the guards as well.
I'm not blaming the guards. I'm just saying, for
doing their job.
I'm not blaming the guards. Well, I'm merely saying that they need to stop chasing them because that's the thrill they're looking for. That is what they want.
Okay,
that's the adrenaline rush they're aiming for.
Okay, does anybody else, because I would imagine anybody with half a brain would not agree with what you're saying. Does anybody else agree with Adrian's take on this, that the Gardaí are to blame for joyriding?
I didn't say they're to blame. Stop putting words into my mouth.
That's what you're
saying. I'm saying that by chasing
them, without the guards, joyriders wouldn't exist.
No, I didn't say that either. I am saying that, and I'm not saying it, Joey is saying it. He was that joyrider when he was a young fella, and it is the thrill. That's what they're looking for, the thrill of the chase.
Why don't they buy those things that they use in America? And I've seen them used in America where they throw them on the ground and they burst
these stinger things. I think they did have them for a while. I don't know if they still use them, but the fact of the matter is that a lot of them do get a chase from the guards, and that is what they're looking for. I'd love to hear from you on this.
I'm not getting it at all today. I really amn't where you're coming out with this.
Which part are you not getting?
So you think when the guards get a... Say for instance me, I drive home on the... what M am I on? On a Saturday night. The M11? That's the M50, isn't it?
Where are you coming from?
From Bray.
Yeah, the M11, yeah.
So I'm on the M11 motorway late at night on a Saturday night, and it often occurs to me when I'm driving up that road, geez, imagine if a stolen car, because the chances are you get a stolen car coming from Fassaro in Bray, that's the type of place that you're likely to get a stolen car from, that a stolen car could come down towards me. I pay more attention when I'm driving at night than I do during the day, because I'm always afraid the stolen car is being out. So if I saw a stolen car on the M11 on Saturday night, and I ring the Gardaí and say, lads, there's a stolen car doing 160 on the motorway, nearly knocked me off the road. But come here, lads. You stay in the station. Don't do anything about it because...
That is not what Joey is saying. He's merely saying that by chasing them, you are giving them the thrill that they're looking for. That's it. Simple as that. That is the thrill that they're looking for. Let's kick off with Jay.
Good afternoon, lads. Great topic. Jeremy, do you want to know what it's like meeting a car on the wrong side of the motorway? It happened to me a couple of years ago in my truck coming up the M8 motorway. A woman was coming down in the fast lane on the wrong side of the road. It's scary as hell, especially when you're driving something as big as mine. And as we're playing stupid games, winning stupid prizes, you're dead, right? But here, look at that case before the courts now, that guard. He could go to prison and lose his job because he was trying to keep us safe against scumbags like that. But something really has to be done about them. No tolerance approach, just ram them off the fucking road. That's what they used to do back in the 80s and the 90s.
All right, Jay, thanks very much indeed. We are currently living through what has been described as a joyriding epidemic. And the Gardaí have been accused of making things worse by giving chase to joyriders because that is the thrill that they are looking for. And Joey is the guy who contacted us to say the guards are egging them on by chasing them. Stop chasing them and they will no longer do it because the thrill will be gone. That's Joey's argument. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. Well, should the Gardaí stop giving chase because that's the thrill that these guys are looking for?
No, because these scum are stealing cars and doing that just to put up videos of them doing it on social media just for likes and for their 50 minutes of fame. So that guy, Joey, is an absolute idiot to say the Gardaí should do nothing. The Gardaí should be doing their jobs, go after these little scumbags, has them doing nothing while these scum are stealing cars, joyriding, and putting innocent people in danger of injury or death, like what happened in Cork. It's just going to encourage others to keep doing that. So scum will see the Gardaí not going after them, has a sign they can do whatever they want with no fear of consequences for their illegal actions. So the Gardaí should be doing their job.
Okay, but by giving them
scumbags.
By giving them chase, by chasing after them on motorways and whatever, isn't that the thrill that these young fellas are looking for?
They already have the thrill they're looking for as they steal these cars and they put up videos of them doing on social media just for likes and their attention. 15 minutes of fame, that's all it is. That's the thrill they get. The Gardaí need to go after these cars. They need to enforce the law. It can't just do nothing. So if they do nothing, and more than some people get hurt or die,
like in court.
Where's the Gardaí?
I'm not necessarily suggesting that the Gardaí do nothing. They can put up checkpoints ahead of where these guys are driving to. I'm not saying that the guards should do nothing, but giving them chase is what they want.
The Gardaí should be going after these criminals. You can't just let them keep doing it and not go after them.
So keep chasing them.
And stop them. And the law needs to be a lot tougher on these criminals. When they catch them, here's what they could do. Give them a choice. Say 20 years in prison or put them in the military. That's what they could do.
You see, the problem here is as well, is that the majority of, and they know this, they're very clever. Scumbags are very clever. And they know most joyriders start when they're like 14 years of age. And just, I assume people still aren't joyriding when they're 25, 26. If they are, they need to get a fucking life for themselves. But most joyriders are aged 14 to 18, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the younger ones know that if they get caught, they can't be done. because they're minors. You can't do a minor. No 14-year-old. A 14-year-old could literally drive up and down the M50 today, yeah, and crash into a few cars. He's not going to see a day in court because he's a minor. It just won't happen. And they know that. We have such a soft touch when it comes to scumbags. That's what they are, by the way. Anthony's right, Adrian. They're little scumbags. Anybody that A, robs a car, which people pay big money for and take out big loans for, their pride and joy. Anybody who robs a car, first of all, is a tow rag, dirt on my shoe. Secondly, anybody who decides to do handbrakers and drive up and down housing estates at full speed, doing handbraker turns, deliberately crashing into lampposts, attempted murder. That's what it is. They are tow rags. And when some of them die, and they do from time to time, you get these bleeding heart gobshites on Facebook. They were somebody's son, it was somebody's child. Everybody, no parent brings their child up to be a joyride. I'm sorry, you should know where your feckin' 16-year-old is at night, and if they're out doing handbreakers in the estate, you need to get out and drag them in. Sorry about that, I just had to get that off my chest.
Okay, let's go back to the point of this conversation, which is Joey arguing that it is the chase is what these young fellas are looking for. And by giving them chase, that is the thrill that they want. So the Gardaí need to do it differently. Need to do it more cleverly.
Oh, what, give them an hour on the racing track? Pay for them to go down to Mondello, yeah?
Well, maybe there is an argument for that.
Ah, you're really taking the piss now.
Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Afternoon, Adrian.
Now, Jay, should the guards stop giving chase because that is the thrill that joyriders are looking for?
Oh, God, yeah. They have to for now because for the simple reason, most guards in this country ain't trained to pursue. That's a big problem in the guards at the moment. I'm sure if you ask the press officer a statement, they'll tell you most of them ain't actually trained to pursue cars.
In that, they don't get proper driving training.
Yeah, they're not trained to pursue. They're not actually don't get the proper training to pursue the cars. There's a very limited amount of guys out there that are actually qualified to chase cars. And that's a known fact. In the guys, there was one guy only on it not so long ago saying he had to tell his colleagues to stand down, let the car go, cross the border, and the TSNI will chase them because we are not trying to chase cars. So it's dangerous having them flying around it's dangerous having them flying around as well now unless they are properly trained. You see how they do it in England. If you've watched any of the shows, you see how the motorway police and the police out in England do it. They're highly trained to bring any car to a stop on a motorway at high speed. They walk in tandem with each other. You don't know where they do box operations in America, they do pit manoeuvres. Guards over here ain't trying to do that. They're barely trying to take and put the light on.
Okay, so because they are not properly trained, you believe that they should do what? Have alternative means of catching joyriders?
Yeah, they have the helicopter. They have a couple of helicopters. Utilise them when they pick up the car, put the helicopter over it, and let them go. Oh, come here. There is other ways. I mean, all cars now are what? All full of technology now. There's trackers on cars. There's GPSs all over cars. There has to be another way of stopping them. It's not. Look what happened in Dublin. What was it? A year or two ago. I know you probably can't talk about it because it's before the courts. That guy is in a lot of trouble.
And this is over the Nace Road incident.
Yep. That guy is in a hell of a lot of trouble. And I'm telling you now, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they refuse to chase anybody. I wouldn't blame them. They're not trained. And when something does go wrong, they don't get the backing of their colleagues.
You believe that the Gardaí should not be giving chase at all when it comes to joyriders?
Unless they're trained, unless the officer is trained in that, in pursuit, in high speed pursuit. No, it's too dangerous for them as well. You know, I mean,
Well, hang on a sec, lads. What about the motorists? What about that woman that was innocently driving home in Cork the other night? No, where's her rights?
Were the guards chasing that car?
Well, hang on. But
what are the guards chasing that car?
I don't know. We don't know the full details of it.
Like, you didn't know that was going to happen. If the guards were chasing that car, everybody would be on saying the guards should not have been chasing that car. Right? The guards would have been lambasted.
Okay.
You know, I spend a lot of time on the road, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I had a woman one day come up the motorway the wrong way in front of me, and I'm in the truck. And she wasn't a joyrider. She was just a confused little lady. It's scary, you know that way. Anybody can do it. Anybody can go on the wrong side of a motorway.
My point is that if a 16-year-old or 15-year-old scumbag has the ability to race up and down a motorway, then surely a trained guard who is a fully qualified driver has equal competence in being able to...
No, There's the word, trained. Trained. I want a trained guard close to him. Not somebody who has his lights on. Them youngers are going faster. He's going faster to catch them youngers. That's a recipe for disaster.
So just leave them on the
trained guard to close.
Leave them on the motorway then to kill another person, to put another person in the hospital.
Okay, but hang on for a second. Yeah, let's just deal with this for 1 second. You were asking whether or not the guards were chasing this car. What I understand is that this incident has been referred to the Garda Síochána Ombudsman because Gardaí had tried to intercept the car before it entered the motorway. So they were aware of it. They were trying to catch the car. Whether they chase the car onto the motorway, I'm not sure.
I can't imagine them doing that. I honestly can't imagine the guys doing that.
In fact, sorry.
Highly dangerous.
Okay, yeah. The driver managed to get away as Gardaí had to stand down because they couldn't follow him against the oncoming traffic. So driving up the wrong way up the motorway, this group of young fellas were able to evade the Gardaí, and they know that, and that's why they did it.
That's what they're dealing with, and you must remember these guys are just men and women as well who have families at home as well. That's what they're dealing with. Let's all properly try and give them the proper vehicles they need.
So hang on, so what happened with that incident, and we're not particularly only talking about that incident, what happened that incident in Cork the other night, yeah, is the guards did what you said they should do, Jay. The guards decided when that stolen car went onto the motorway going the wrong way, the guard said, "Oh, here, we're not doing this. We're told not to do this. We're going to stop." Yeah. So they did.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough having one car going the wrong way up the motway.
Okay, will you let me?
What they're hoping there for, Jeremy, is the car will turn around once it sees the guard ain't behind it. That's what they're hoping. But you put a patrol car behind that with the lights.
Okay.
They're just going to gun it down the hair shoulder.
My point is,
the safest option there is to let them think that the guards are gone. They'll soon stop them on the wrong side, hopefully turn around and go the right way.
They did what you said they should do, and we still have a woman in hospital over this. So
okay, and so, if there was a patrol car behind them with lights on, they would have been going a lot faster.
Yeah, it would have been
the
even
adrenaline
worse.
Would have been flowing.
Okay,
they don't think. Sorry, Adrian, when you're in that position, it's called green mist. You don't think of the consequences. You just want to get out of there.
Okay, Jay, do me a favour. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. 085-825-2626 is our number. Darren, I'll be with you in a second. This is Keith.
The reason why they're not meant to chase them is, one is because it's dangerous, and another, because they have CCTV set up in nearly every area around main roads, secondary roads, so they can use the camera system to follow the car, follow the people to where they're going, and send a guard car to go and arrest them. But if you want to put the foot down and make more people's lives in danger, you know, they face the consequences. That's just the way it is.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Joey is a guy who contacted us over the weekend. And he said, "I'm sure you're going to be talking about joyriding with all that's been going on." The Gardaí, says Joey, are egging them on by chasing them. Stop chasing them and they'll no longer do it because the thrill will be gone. I drove around in stolen cars when I was a stupid 17-year-old back in the 90s in Crumlin. I used to ring your show bragging about it, and the reason we all did it was to get chased by the guards who could never catch us. If the guards leave them be, they'll stop robbing cars. They're only doing it to get the chase. And that's from a guy called Joey. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so I work in a job, right, where when all them little tow rags rob the cars, they have to get assessed by the insurance. So I work in the job where they all come to me to be assessed. And when I'm not messing, I say about maybe between 5 and 10 per day of jack cars that's been robbed are coming in.
So this is big. This is big business.
It's even bigger than you think it is, because the cars are so easy to rob. That's why they're robbing them all. And all they want is a chase. And if the guards didn't do anything and they crashed into someone and killed someone, they'd be in shit street anyways.
Yeah, so the guards are in a lose-lose situation here, aren't they?
Yeah, because gone very bad now as well, because all the young lads as young as 12 and 13 are robbing these cars.
And what cars are easy to rob? Not that I want to advertise the fact, but I thought cars...
Japanese cars.
Okay, yeah, because I thought cars were much more secure now than ever.
No. Well, yeah, most of them are. The new ones are, but not the Japanese ones. Everyone in Dublin are going mad for Japanese cars. And all it takes is 2 seconds to rob one. All you need is a screwdriver.
Okay, so Japanese imports are easier to rob. Is it because they're older cars or because they just don't...
No, because you could get a 191 Japanese car coming in from Japan and it hasn't got an immobilizer. So all you have to do is bend the door open the door with the manual lock, burst the ignition and put a screwdriver into it and she starts.
Right, okay. So, the Japanese model cars designed for the Japanese market aren't as security conscious as ours would be.
No, they have no immobilizer or nothing. It's only the, like, maybe 181 and up in certain models that have an immobilizer. And once it has an immobilizer, they can't rob it.
Right, that must suggest then that car theft isn't a huge thing in Japan, so therefore they don't need all the security.
There's no crime. There's no crime in Japan. You could leave your car running outside a shop in Japan for 20 minutes and it wouldn't be robbed.
Okay, so that's why. But so your point is that these joyriders know this, they target Japanese import cars, they're the easy ones to rob.
They go around the estates looking for Japanese cars to rob every day because they know people in Dublin love Japanese cars. I see it. I work in the big breakers yard and every single day people are coming in looking for the little fly glass on the Aquas and the Yaris's, you know, the little small fly glass in the front. They break that to get into at the lock. And they're only €7 from Toyota, yeah? But there's a 4-month waiting list.
Really? Because so many of them are...
Because there's so many of them that have been broke and everyone is looking for them. So we get €30 per fly glass off Jap cars in here. And people give out because of the price. We just say, well, look, wait 4 months if you want to pay €7 for it.
Right, okay. I never knew any of that. Now, you've educated me, to be honest. So from what you're seeing then, Darren, working where you work, we are in a joyriding epidemic. We are in an epidemic of cars being stolen and then driven like lunatics around our streets.
It's way worse than you think it is, and that's the truth. All you have to do is just take a look up to our yard in the insurance yard, and every second car is a Jap car. Yaris's, Aquas, Demios, all them little cars.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Darren. I've been asked to play this message for you. Stay there for a sec.
Yeah, man, they're talking about how easy it is to rob cars these days. He's talking about the bleeding 90s there he is, where people could walk in and take a car, no problem. But this day and age... No, the immobilizer, everything's on it. You need the keys and get the keys out. So that's where it entwines in with sort of houses being broken into and the keys being taken. So I don't know what your man is on about there with his booking assessment, because he must be assessing cars and getting brought in from the 90s.
You're not referring
to... He's a fool. Yeah. He hasn't a clue.
And in fact, just on the point that you were making, one of our regular listeners who listens to us in Japan has just sent us a message a moment ago, basically backing up what you were saying, Darren, that that car theft, car crime is unheard of in Japan. People just don't steal cars. So what you're saying then makes sense, that cars are coming in from Japan, they don't have immobilizers, or maybe the newer models do, but the ones built for the Japanese market haven't had them up to now.
No, because they don't have an immobilizer in Jap cars because they don't need one, because they're not robbed. And the minute they get imported over to here, people don't bother putting immobilizers in them. And literally the same night you could get your Jap car from the port, these scumbags will see it and rob it straight away. And you might not have insurance on it, and then you'd be fucked.
And that has happened.
People don't care. I was talking to an Indian man. He came into the yard twice, right? He had a little Toyota Aqua, and he came in, his car was robbed. He picked it up from the port, and no more than 1 hour at his house in Crumlin, it was gone. And he had no insurance on it, and he was told by the recovery man not to park it at his house until he got an immobiliser, and he wouldn't listen. And that same night, it was robbed, right? And he came into us then looking for parts. We gave him the parts. And about, I'd say, 2 weeks later, the same man was in with the same problem. He was nearly crying, so he was.
Okay, so for Darren, who sent in that message, you're not talking about cars brought in from the 1990s. You're talking about cars that are 3 or 4 or 5 years old coming in from Japan.
Yes, and the man hasn't a clue because he's not in the industry. I am.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Darren. You've educated me now, I have to say. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Darren.
Angela, we're talking about Gardaí. Oh, actually, just before I put it to you, Darren, do you think that the guards need to stop giving chase?
It depends. If they know, if they're going to a state, yeah, don't chase them, because that's all they want. But if they're going onto a motorway, they probably just want to see how fast the car is.
Yeah, but hang on. Yeah, but chasing them is going to achieve what then?
Yeah, look, like you said yourself, it's catch-22, because if they don't chase them and something happens, they'll be in shit street. And if they do chase them and something happens, they're in shit street anyways.
Okay, so Angela, what's your view on this?
First of all, as far as I know, guards are trained in advanced driving. That's one thing.
I think some of them are. I don't think all of them are.
Most of them would be for this exact reason, and especially in areas that are high in joyriding, they would be. They're trained for it. I can't see a guard to turn around saying, "I'm not driving. I'm not chasing him because I'm not trained in it." No. What guard has ever stood down himself and gone, "No, not chasing him. Not trained." I find that hard. Highly hard to believe.
Okay, so the argument here is, if the guards stop chasing joyriders, the thrill is gone. And this is from a guy who was that joyrider back in the day.
I think he's full of shit. That's not why they rob the cars. They rob the cars, go around to get their jollies. That's what it is.
I know, getting their jollies is added to when they are being chased.
So what is everyone meant to do? Turn around and just let these young fellas go and rob cars? Is that what they're meant to do? Actually, we can go and do it because the guards aren't going to chase us. You know, that'll cost a lot more life, you know, because they'll just be driving around freely. I mean, that's a ridiculous thing for Joey to say. Stop chasing them. What are they meant to do? Pull up and go, come on, stop there now. Come on, get out of the car. No! You know, this all comes back to, once again, respect and fear. That's all it comes back to. Kids have no respect and no fear for the guard. Absolutely none at all. You know, and especially when they're going off joyriding, like as he said, that guy, Darren, is it?
Yep.
Like I had two cars robbed of me before because I used to be a girl racer, and yes, they were Jap imports. But all they want to do is go off, have a run around in the car, do their handbrakes, do their donuts, do all of this. They don't give a shit about anyone who they kill. They don't give a feck about anyone's life. They just want to go out, think it's fun, think they're the big men. You know, and women, because there are girls involved in it as well, and then just burn the car at the end of the day. That's it.
Okay, so my question, in fact, Joey's question is, by giving them chase, aren't the Gardaí fueling that adrenaline rush that these little tow rags are getting?
They are, but like, there's no other way to solve this. Like, there is no solution to it. Nobody can turn around and say, okay, we'll stop the guard chasing the cars and we'll do. That's it. It stops after we'll do, because there's nothing else you can do. And you cannot turn around and say, okay, you're listening, Mrs. Malloy down the road there. There is her car going down the road. You know, Jesus, there it is doing handbrake turns, but sure, leave them off. Leave them off. Do you know what I mean?
So suggesting that the guards stop chasing joyriders, you think is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, because as you said, like, these guards at the weekend, you know, that poor woman in hospital, the poor guards who are involved in it as well, nobody seems to be fucking taken there. Their situation into it as well. Like, they stopped at the motorway. And I can't see it being a thing of, oh, it's because they'll hope that they've stopped chasing them and go down the road. No, that's not it. They would have kept going. They would keep going until they either get off the motorway or they kill someone. But what should be done is that, you know, that, like, normally you don't get, you know, kind of, let's say, slip roads off. You know, all you have to do is call another patrol car. They're up here. They're coming off here. And have that patrol car ready to take chase.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, the Gardaí need to continue to do everything they can to stop them driving around at high speed and chasing them to catch them if necessary.
Yeah, or get those spikes? I don't hear of them being used.
No, I don't hear of them being used over here either. I thought they did. The guards did have them at one point, but I've not heard of them being used here, to be honest.
That's the best thing to use. Use the spikes. That's all you have to do. Do you know what I mean? Is use the spikes. And I'm sorry, listen, it could happen to me, you, Jeremy, anyone. But if you're driving down the road and the spike comes out because they're trying to catch somebody else, I'd rather my tyres and my wheels get a bit damaged than somebody die.
And what nobody has mentioned as well is the majority of joyriding that takes place is minors, yeah? Where the hell are the parents? Where the hell are the parents?
That's the age-old problem for every antisocial behaviour.
No, that is why I am saying there is no respect and there is no fear anymore out of any of these tow-rags, scrotum, scumbag bastards is what they are.
But like, what
scumbag
sort,
little bastards.
What sort of parent... if their 16-year-old, say, for instance, I'm just talking generally, if their 16-year-old isn't in at 11:30 at night, yeah, what kind of parent sits up and just goes, oh, yeah, that's grand, he's out. They know what they're doing. How can a parent allow knowing that their child is out robbing cars? And what type of parent does that?
A lot of parents don't know their child is out robbing cars.
Well, I tell you what kind of parent. Can I say this now? And by Jesus, I know I'm going to kick off a whole load of whoop ass here.
Oh, geez, I'm terrified about what you're going to say now. Go on.
It's kids rearing kids, and I'm the cool parent. I'm the cool one. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, but
Let me finish. There are plenty of fantastic younger parents out there. They are brilliant. I have a lot of friends who were younger when they had kids, right? But what I'm saying is, it's the ones who... Oh, do you know, like my little Johnny, we're the best of friends. Yeah, Johnny, you go on out there. I know you're just playing out there. I know you're doing this. My Johnny wouldn't do anything wrong. Well, I'm sorry. Your Johnny was involved in that crash the other day. And God rest him. But he could have killed every single person on that road.
All right. Stay there for 1 second, Angela, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Tina's car was joyridden before.
That's a great show. Just thought I'd send you a quick voice message in relation to what happened with our car. Our car was taken out of our garden at 2 o'clock in the morning. The little knackers broke into it and they decided to joyride it all over Blanchardstown. Now, the police were told, we called them straight away when we realised and it was gone, and they caught them. Only because my husband never actually filled up the petrol tank that night. We were due to do it that night, but we decided to do it the next morning. And the petrol just was gone. So the whole car just stopped. And they were caught there not too far from our house. They absolutely destroyed the inside of the car. You know, and the lads were taken into the police station. But sure enough, they were let go. Nothing really happens to them. They're going to be okay and doing it again. One of these days they're going to drive up the Blanchardstown Road and they're going to end up hitting a child. It's absolutely disgraceful. They're a pack of scumbags. Something more needs to be done. One of these days they're going to hit an innocent little child on the road, and it's just not right at all. More things need to be done. The police chasing them, yes, okay, they get a thrill out of it. More than likely hopefully the police catch them. Like they did with our car. But, you know, they're going to keep doing it for the chase. But what can the police do? They have to stop them somehow. I just don't understand how these lads are getting away with this. I really don't. It's so bad. Really, really bad. Thanks, lads.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Always the way when we do a topic like this that we get some stupid arsehole sending us a threatening message. Now, we're never, ever bothered by these messages. We never take any action about these messages. But one such message came in through a messenger on our Facebook page just a minute ago. Have a listen to this. Use to better watch what you're saying and calling us scumbags for robbing cars. All the cars we took are in bits and they are insured anyhow, and we do it for a laugh. Two hard men. So shut the F up or we'll rob your cars next. We'll drive your Merc up to Belfast and burn it, you dope. Thank you for that. Neither of us drives a Merc, so good luck with that. Anyway, I can't stand when we get messages like that. It just bugs me. Like, who do you think you are sending a message like that? Maybe you know that I don't really give a shit what you say in a message. I am not going to call the guards. I'm not going to report you to Facebook. I just couldn't be bothered giving you any of my brain time, to be honest. So you can send as many messages as you like, and we do get them, and they get even more threatening. But piss off. You're not getting to us. David sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
Hey lads, just what Angela is saying there about the guards, that you can drive in the squad car and all. My cousin is guard. You have to go through certain amount of courses and all before you can drive them cars. You can't just become a guard and, you know, get into the car and drive around the car, the guard car. And as well as that, every time that you turn the lights on, you have to have a reason to turn the lights on, and it has to be documented as well. So you can't even just turn the lights on, you know, if you're late, you and your mate, like, you know, your guard mate coming from going to work or getting back to the station or something, and you turn the lights on and you go through, you know, red lights or whatever like that really fast. Every time you turn that on, you have to have a reason for turning that on, and you have to have documentation to say why you've turned it on. So I think Angela's wrong there.
And by the way, for those of you who have been messaging us saying that it is disrespectful of us to talk about this, bearing in mind that a young fella was killed in Cork over the weekend, it may appear on the surface to be insensitive, but where else, or what other time is there to talk about stuff like this than at a time where it's in the news, where people are talking about joyriders, where people are talking about driving the wrong way up motorways and escaping from the guards? There is no better time, in fact, to be talking about this. Anyway, the bottom line is, Jeremy,
sorry, if we weren't to talk about it, yeah. Okay, this sort of stuff pisses me off. So much happened on this topic that's pissed me off today. If we were only to talk about it when joyriding incidents don't happen, we'd never get to talk about it, because every week there is a joyriding incident. By the way, that little tow rag that sent us a message, I'm going to screenshot that and post it onto our Facebook page later. So there you go. So everybody can see what type of tow rag you are. I'll rob your Mercedes. Neither of us drive a Mercedes. And if you want to rob my car, and you think my car is going to outrun a Garda car,
even though, yeah, good luck
with
that.
The car I drive is the same car that the Garda drive, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
You do drive some of them.
So
yeah.
You're not going to be able to outrun the Garda. But there's no getting into the minds of these tow rags. Sure there's not. Mm. And they know that they will get away with it. That is the problem. They know. How many people, the whole spate of joyriding in Ballyfermot last year, how many of them ended up behind bars? Do you know? If you can give me a figure.
None that I know of.
So that's the thing. They know that they are getting away with it. It boils my blood.
Yeah, no, it does mine as well. As we said, there's been a spate of joyriding, burglary gangs and other criminals driving the wrong way down motorways in recent weeks in the belief that Gardaí would not risk prosecution by continuing to pursue them. But it's scary. You can't give chase. The Gardaí certainly can't give chase the wrong way up a motorway.
And there, just to give you another side of this, a message from a woman who's married to a Garda says, it's something I worry about every night when he's on night shift, and that maybe he won't come home because he's chasing some tow rag scumbag. I've no sympathy when I hear of a joyrider crashing their car. That is what you call karma, which is what I said earlier. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's what it is.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed this latest podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified the next time we upload a new episode.